This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The International Atomic Energy Agency again is taking up the issue of nuclear weapons and Iran. The IAEA's 35-nation Board of Governors opened its meeting in Vienna today, confronted with a report that for 18 years, Iran has been hiding a wide variety of nuclear activities. NPR's Mike Schuster reports the agency has to decide what to do about it.
Before today's meeting, the Bush administration dismissed some of the proposals for dealing with Iran's failure to play by the IAEA's nuclear safeguard rules, which require honest declaration of a state's nuclear activities. The administration has said for some time it wants to find Iran in non-compliance of those commitments and send the issue to the UN Security Council, where Iran could face international economic sanctions. The Europeans and Russia favor giving Iran more time to get its nuclear house in order, and more time for new highly intrusive surprise inspections carried out by the IAEA. This week, Secretary of State Powell criticized the European approach because it doesn't contain what he called trigger mechanisms for punishing Iran if it is discovered it is still cheating. But Patrick Clausen of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy believes the administration is willing to give diplomacy more time to work.
I think that the Bush administration is delighted at the prospect that Europe would play the lead role in dealing with Iran's nuclear program to the extent possible. That allows the Bush administration to present itself as the fan of a multilateral consensus and international organizations to concentrate its efforts elsewhere.
Elsewhere being in Iraq, which is obviously still the administration's first foreign policy priority. What's also supporting the European approach is Iran's recent decision to freeze all its uranium enrichment efforts and to stop any work in processing plutonium. Iran took that step, as well as the decision to allow more intrusive inspections, in the face of an IAEA ultimatum. Many member nations of the IAEA will urge more time to see if those steps work to curtail Iran's nuclear ambitions. Ruel Gerecht of the American Enterprise Institute believes it will be difficult to design mechanisms that can ensure Iran is not secretly replicating its prohibited activities elsewhere.
You have to have a type of verification regime that you can be absolutely certain that you have enough people on the ground running around everywhere to ensure that the Iranians can't cheat. Because, I mean, there is a track record now of cheating.
There is another argument in favor of continued multilateral diplomacy on this issue. Many experts point out that Iran's is a divided government and in flux. Iran insists it is only interested in civilian nuclear energy, but even if some Iranian leaders do desire nuclear weapons, they don't want Iran to become a pariah state, and they desire continued good political and trade relations with Europe. Delaying tough punishment works for now, says Patrick Clausen.
If it can be carried out long enough, there is some hope that Iran could change its policies. After all, we could see an evolution of the Iranian government in the direction of deciding that nuclear weapons really don't help Iran. One can make an excellent case that nuclear weapons do not address Iran's vital security needs.
And if eventually Iran continues to pursue the acquisition of nuclear weapons, there will be many nations that would react harshly in the view of Jeffrey Kemp of the Nixon Center in Washington.
It is quite clear that an Iranian nuclear weapons program would lead to reactions by Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Egypt, possibly in the nuclear arena. It would clearly make the United States more deeply involved in the security of the small Gulf states, and that I don't think would ultimately serve Iranian long-term security interests.
No final decision from the IAEA meeting is expected before tomorrow. Mike Schuster, NPR News.